Hello everybody, Adamant Flash Building here with another Fireworks CS4 tutorial. And this one is a tutorial request from a member, and their request is how to create an animated banner for websites out of several pictures or text. And I'm not sure it would be the easiest task, moving objects around through Fireworks. And he says, "My apologies, this is a stupid request, and such thing has to be done in Flash or something else." So, I would say, yes, it should be done in Flash, but it can be done in Fireworks as well. And the reason why it should be done in Flash is because Flash makes a nicer looking animation with better image quality throughout the animations, and it also, it's easier to create animations in Flash because of tweening. And in Fireworks, it's just keyframe animations, so there's no tweening involved, so you have to do it frame by frame like they used to do way back in the day at Disney for their cartoons, frame by frame. Okay, so let's go to create new, and 250 by 250, that's perfect. And let's look at the standard banner sizes just in case you guys want to see those. These are the standard banner sizes, and you can reference those in case you're making an animated GIF banner for standard advertising banner use. But if this is for your, just for your site, it could be any size you want. So let's go ahead and change the canvas to black, and let's make a very simple animation just for an example, to show you how the keyframing works. So yeah, let's just put an arrow. Oh wait, start it real stubby like that. Oh wait, let's put it on. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, so let's put an arrow down here. Let's turn it. Just go to scale and use the skew effect there. And you can hold down shift to make it snap to certain angles, or you can free spin it, free skew it. Alright, so that's frame 1. So this is what it looked like on frame 1. Now on frame 2, you might say, how do you make frame 2 now? You go into states here, and if states isn't available here, you go up to window, states, and then you can refer to this state 1. You can think of that as frame 1. So you're making frame by frame animations here, and this is set to a delay speed of 15. Let's set it to like 12. That's good. Now if you want to duplicate this state, let's say if we went down here to duplicate, it's not going to retain the graphics when it makes the new state. Watch state 2, there's no graphics, see? Let's get rid of that one. Now the way to do it to retain the graphics is right click the present, or the state that you want to duplicate. Duplicate state right there. You select how many. I just want one. Actually no, let's go ahead and do them all. I want it to be 5. So we'll make 5 more states after the current state. Okay. Boom. There they are. Now all you gotta do is edit your images that would be on this state, or if you wanted to go state by state to go you know, build your animation up, let's go ahead and remove these, and you would just go duplicate state, okay, manipulate it here, like that. Duplicate state, make another one, a third frame, and you're going to manipulate your object here. Make that a little bigger too. Then duplicate state. Okay. Make it right there. And let's make this a little wider. There we go. Now in the last state, you can just put something like duplicate state. Okay, and put some text on the fifth one to say download. And on these keyframe animations, you know, I'm not using images or anything, but there's no reason why you just can't see what I'm doing here and swap, use images in these keyframes. Same thing. So let's press play and see what we got. There. There's your animated banner animation. You can use images in yours, tween them in, use the alpha. So you can go to alpha settings. So you can bring this thing faded in over a couple of frames. All kind of neat stuff. Now let's show you how to export it for the web. Export wizard. Let me show you. File. Export wizard. It says select an export format. Press OK. Continue. Animated GIF is what we want. Continue. And let's test it out here. Perfect. Okay, so we go to export. Put it on the desktop. Save it as download animation. Save. And that's it. Close that out, we're done. Now we go to this download animation, open it up. There it is. You put that on the web, on your website. It's an animated GIF, just like you'd put any other picture on your website. Okay, hope that was helpful for some of you beginners, and some of you veteran fireworks users are laughing at me right now, but that's okay. This is for the beginners.